Hello, friends. It's Liz Berg on WFMU podcasting at you a little late this week because I've been busting my ass here at WFMU. I'm in charge of WFMU's annual marathon. That's like my real job here. And the marathon's coming up February 20th through March 4th. And I hope to hear from many of you dedicated podcast listeners, as WFMU is a listener-supported freeform station, and the only way we can get by year after year is from contributions by listeners. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. As I said earlier, I'm sorry I'm late, and hey, better late than never. I've got a lot of great tunes to share with you from the Free Music Archive. Everything from some plunderphonic music, electronic, just weird, unexplainable spazziness, some indie rock from Brooklyn, and some drumming craziness. So I think you're going to enjoy it. I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know a little bit more about the songs you're going to hear. Right now, let's kick things off with a little plunderphonic bit by a group called The Super Fools. This is entitled Moon River.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millette and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Thank you. I really wanna stay up now. sang simply was at all. And I took you by surprise, and I took you by the heart. All along that old dusty way home. Simply, both and all.
Hello, Liz Berg back here with you to let you know what we heard in the podcast today. We finished things off with the band The Blimp, and their song was called Not Beer, from an album entitled Not Beer, and that's newly added to the Free Music Archive. Before that, we heard from Black Puss, a.k.a. Brian Chippendale of the band Lightning Bolt. We heard an excerpt of his live performance that happened here on WFMU on January 31st on Marty McSorley's show, and you can download both parts of this performance on the Free Music Archive. Very cool stuff. I love it. It's spazzy. It's crazy. It's, it's very guttural. And just FYI, Mr. Brian Chippendale designed the t-shirt for WFMU's 2012 marathon, which you can grab by going to wfmu.org/pledge. And it's a really cool biker t-shirt. Before Black Puss, we heard from Rotor Perdition with the song Home, and that's off of a new single on the Free Music Archive. And it was fuzzed out and like borderline annoying to where you want to turn it off, but for some reason it appealed to me. It hooked me with its annoyingness. We heard from Light Asylum before that with their song End of Days, and this is off of a compilation that I hit kind of hard this week called Newtown Sessions, and this is from the internet radio station Newtown Radio, which is up and running in Brooklyn, New York, and I think they try to focus on music made in Brooklyn and New York City. So check it out, Newtown Radio. They released a compilation of stuff on the FMA, and I love it. We heard My Teenage Stride with our song Some Bullets Are Dreams, also off of the Newtown Sessions compilation. We heard from the band Night Manager with a really nice pop song called Pizza Pasta. Dead Gaze with Stay Don't Stay, also off the Newtown Sessions. Before that, a really spazzy thing from the group Eel, E-E-L, which is called Eat Everything of You, the Dijiki remix, and it's from Love the World Remixes, which you can grab on the FMA. Just check it out if you're in the mood for something weird and insane. Check out Eel. We heard from La Big Vic before that with their song Musica, and that was also off of the Newtown Sessions compilation. We heard electronic music from Minus Baby before that, and the song was called In the Wrong Box, and we started out with Plunderphonic music from the Super Fools, and the track was entitled Moon River from their album Chin 33. This is new, and thank you so much for tuning into the podcast this week. Just a couple of things I want to tell you about before I sign off. On my radio show coming up this week on February 13th, Monday, 9 a.m. to noon, I'm going to be hosting a live set from Dustin Wong of the band Ponytail, which I really love, and he was also in Ecstatic Sunshine, and performed live on my radio show a couple years back, and I'm so excited to have him back in the studio performing for everybody for your benefit. Dustin has a new CD out on the Thrill Jockey label, and it's called Dream Say View Create Shadow Leads, and it's a really, really nice one. I would recommend it as a Valentine's Day gift if you are behind on that sort of thing. Also of note is that WFMU's annual fundraiser is coming up February 20th through March 4th. We'll be hassling you a little bit more about that in the coming weeks, but I just wanted to put it on your radar so that you can save up your pennies and get ready to pledge, because I know you've been listening to the podcast all year for free, and I hear some good feedback from you guys, but what I really want from you is money. Money that goes to keeping WFMU alive. So just put that in the back of your mind. Just let the guilt kind of build a little bit and be ready to donate some money in a couple weeks. If you want to do it now, you can go to wfmu.org/pledge, and that's how you get in on all of it. I'm going to have a new DJ premium this year, and it's called Robot Dance Party, so you won't want to miss out on that. Anyway, more on the marathon in the coming weeks. I will stop hassling you. I will let you go. Bid you a good week, and I will see you again next time.